play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I'm good. Glad to be back. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, think of something to drink in two words. Rearrange the letters to spell a famous prison and a means of getting out of prison. Well, the drink is a Singapore sling, and you can rearrange those letters to spell Sing Sing and parole, which is probably the best way to get out of prison.
Well, parole definitely is a good way to get out of prison. There were over 500 correct entries, so this was kind of a tough one. This week's winner is Tony Mangina of San Diego, California. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
So how did you figure this one out? You familiar with that drink?
I was a bartender when I was a young man.
Okay. So what is in the Singapore sling? Do you remember?
Slow gin. That's all I remember.
I put you on the spot.
It's been a long time.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle? I know a long time ago you were a bartender.
I work IT for the state of California, actually in a prison.
Oh, wow. Really? So you also had a leg up on that as well.
Yeah, this puzzle was made for me.
So I have to ask you, Tony, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Absolutely.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Tony and Aisha. Every answer today is the six-letter name of a well-known U.S. city, in which I've changed the first and last letters. So you name the cities. For example, if I said Jurors, J-U-R-O-R-S, you would say Aurora, a city in either Colorado or Illinois. That's changing the J and the S of Jurors. Here's number one, Ballad, B-A-L-L-A-D. Change the B and the D to name a U.S. city.
Dallas.
That is it. Your next one is Most Of, M-O-S-T-O-F.
Houston? No.
It does end in N, though.
Oh, Boston. Boston, my old hometown.
Boston, is it? Cuneal, C-U-N-E-A-L.
Juno.
That is right. Copex, K-O-P-E-K-S.
Topeka.
That's right. Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A. It's a state capital.
Boy, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Okay, think South Dakota.
Pierre.
Pierre, South Dakota is right. Relent, R-E-L-E-N-T.
Helena.
Helena, Montana is right. Nuncio, N-U-N-C-I-O.
Muncie?
Muncie, Indiana. Nugent, N-U-G-E-N-T.
Eugene.
Eugene, Oregon is right. Fur hat, F-U-R-H-A-T.
Durham.
Durham, North Carolina.
Oh my gosh, that was my hometown. I didn't get it. Go ahead.
Your last one is Rustic, R-U-S-T-I-C.
Austin. I just came from Austin.
Good job. You know your geography, Tony.
Yes, exactly. Now, some of the first ones I was getting, but then as it went on, I was like, wait a minute. You were rolling with it. You did such a great job. How do you feel?
That was fun. It was worth the wait.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Tony, what member station do you listen to?
KPBS in San Diego.
That's Tony Mangina of San Diego, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Don DeMichel of Redlands, California. Name a famous current American singer. Replace the last name with a colloquial term for a person from the place where this singer was born and raised. Say the result out loud. And phonetically, you'll get a form of singing that the singer doesn't usually do. Who's the singer and what kind of singing is this? So here it is again, a famous current American singer. Replace the last name with a colloquial term for a person from the place where this singer was born and raised. Say the result out loud, and phonetically, you'll get a form of singing that this singer doesn't usually do. Who's the singer and what's the kind of singing?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.